Voices of the South presents the 13th annual Memphis Children's Theater Festival on the campus of Rhodes College. That's always Memorial Day weekend, so everything kicks off Friday at 6 o'clock and runs through Saturday afternoon. Jenny Odell-Madden and Alice Berry from Voices of the South are here to tell us about this year's lineup, which is going to happen, rain or shine. Good to see you.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
I just would like to say thank you all for making me aware of the fact that Memorial Day weekend was this weekend because I had no clue.
Surprise!
It sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
It does sneak up on you. So, as always, I mean, you get representatives from all the area theater companies doing theater, kid-friendly theater. You've got dancing, you've got magic, you've got music, everything.
everything you would want. And the best part about it, I think, in addition to bringing the community together, is that it's pay what you can.
Right.
And we all know that these arts events are so wonderful. We want to give everybody an opportunity to see them. But sometimes the affordability aspect keeps people away. Well, this is a chance to see so many local organizations right here in the city working together and presenting things that are family friendly. So what's very fun about Saturday is you arrive at 10 and you can tell the grandmothers and grandfathers that are bringing their kids, and about 12:30 it's nap time and they're out of there, and then the whole new crew comes in. So it really is an opportunity for people who don't have access to come see all kinds of theater and dance and music.
So everything kicks off Friday at 6. The grounds open with music by me and Leah. Jeff Hewlett, that little cutie pie.
I'm telling you, and please come out, bring something to eat. We're going to, at 6 o'clock, sure enough, he'll start on that outdoor stage, and it's the Art Memphis outdoor stage.
Ooh.
And then we'll go inside at 7 o'clock to see an original adaptation of The Ugly Duckling, written by our very own Jerry Dye, but it's a little different this year.
It's very different this year because we're using our interns from the University of Memphis, and they're recreating all the roles that were written for the original company members.
Included Alice and me. And Steve Swift and Todd Berry and Virginia Ralph. Yeah. But now it's in the hands of younger, more lithe individuals.
Younger, lithe.
Like they can move easily and not hurt their
knees. I still fit in a trunk. Yeah, I've tested it. They didn't believe me.
And just to throw it out there, now Jerry Dye is a very famous opera librettist. And so this is one of his earlier works he created.
He got his start here with us.
With The Ugly Duckling.
With The Ugly Duckling. Actually, what people may not realize, Alice and I started the company in 1995. But in 2000, sitting around a table, eight of us joined to be the bigger company, and in order for us to do this piece of theater that was written for Out West, we had to do something to raise money, and Jerry wrote The Ugly Duckling so that we were commissioned actually by Arts Memphis at the time, which was the Memphis Arts Council, and we performed it for all over the country for the past 20 years.
Wow.
So now it's a different type of legacy now with the kids coming in and doing it.
Well, people have more than one chance to see it. If they miss it Friday, they can see it on Saturday.
They can see it Saturday at 2 o'clock.
And, and we should say that Saturday is chock full of entertainment, chock full.
And workshops. One of the kids is doing, I'm so excited that Jacob Clanton is going to do a little tap workshop. With the kids, and there's all kinds of arts hands-on experiences as well as
there's
shows
three stages. There's the Arts Memphis stage, there's the Via Production stage, which is our main stage, and then the Jenny M Foundation, which is the lab space. So literally on the hour, every hour, there is something different going on. So if you need a full rundown of the lineup, Voices in the South, voicesofthesouth.org, which is our website and gives you the schedule and times and that kind of thing.
Everything is there. Now, on Saturday, when you kick everything off, it starts at 10 o'clock. Now, this is special. You've got music by a group called Mom and Pop, Local Thai,
local
Voices of the South.
That's Virginia Ralph Matthews,
who was in the original Ugly Duckling, and she and her husband have made up this new group called Mom and Pop, and they really perform all over the Southeast region, and they recently had a number one hit on Sirius Radio for Kids called Take Care.
And which was in a show that premiered about 4 years ago at the festival.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it's just, so it's it great. Keeps tying together.
And they have a new show and a new album coming out, so a new CD coming out, so it's all new music.
And people often ask, how old, like what is the great age for the Children's Theater Festival? And of course I will say all ages, but it really is geared centered from 0 to 12, but yet everything is for everybody. There's a group from St. Mary's, where of course I spend half my time, and we're bringing snippets from Into the Woods that we just did with our middle school. local, and then Stage Door is bringing some of their show, and DeSoto Family Theater is bringing some of their show. So there really is a mix of music and theater. And one thing I love about the festival is if you've got a smaller child, 2-3 years old, you're worried about them coming in and sitting and behaving, the cool thing about the festival is that you come in, you bring that child, and that child stays as long as that child's ready, and then you can go out, do something else somewhere else on the grounds.
Right.
It's at Rhodes College, which is all that green space.
Oh, pretty space.
And the fire truck is going to be there. And the
kids love a fire truck.
And
they do love a fire truck.
Trucks are going to be there. So
and what's fun is, like, I always think of the Ugly Duckling when we were performing it and watching, you'd have audiences. Jerry built it for, like, 3 to 4 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's designed, the way every 7 minutes something amazing happens. But also watching grandmothers in the audience cry because the story is so beautiful. Beautiful, and the story is so touching about the Ugly Duckling finding home and finding his place in the world.
Aww.
And so it really is geared for all ages.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So Into the Woods Junior.
Into the Woods Junior, Seussical, Snippets from Godspell, Tennessee Shake is going to be there. Tennessee Shakespeare Company, excuse me. Germantown Community Theater with a little bit of Irving Berlin. Weightless Ariel, which is beautiful. Callie Compton has this wonderful company that she brings in. Children's Ballet Theater.
The Magic Mr. Nick.
There's also a musical petting zoo. Thank you to Pat Worley Mitchell, who has comprised some of the Stax kids to come, and AMRO has donated instruments, and kids can play and tinker on all kinds of instruments.
Oh.
So it really, when we say that it is family friendly, it is, and there is something for everyone. You come and stay as long as you want. And it's pay what you can.
And you're having a silent auction.
Oh, yeah. The kids have worked really hard on gathering all the auction items.
And they're family-friendly silent auction items. So things that they're great holiday gifts, or they're great graduation gifts for different people. There's restaurants involved. But the silent auction helps pay for the festival.
Okay.
So it's a way for people to give back who...
It allows it to remain a pay-what-you-can event,
right,
which was really important to us when we started out, that right, it stay a pay-what-you-can event.
And we have great sponsors in that same arena. The Orpheum Theater has come back each year. The Memphis Visitors and Convention Bureau, which thank you guys for coming on board. Laurelwood Shopping Center, Arts Memphis, the Genium Foundation, Dorothy Kirsch, Via Productions, Arts Memphis, but the biggest one we have to say is Rhodes College. Every year they open their campus to us, and what a beautiful place to be on Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely. Hey, what's the deal about backpacks? You're giving all the kids backpacks?
We started that last year. We've got some little backpacks so the kids, if they get little goodies and stuff while they're there on at the festival, they can just stick them in their little backpacks, and they have a keepsake to take home from the festival.
And it's a great thing to start off summer. Fill it full of creativity and go the rest to the summer.
Oh, I love it that it's the 13th year. And I mean, you see just huge crowds come every single year.
And mm-hmm. It is. And it's so fun. What's happened is our children grew up. They were 4 and 5 when they started. And now my son and Alice's son helps run the festival. They run the outdoor stage and sound. And my kids are like, aren't we going to the festival? You know, I mean, like, that's what we do Memorial Day weekend. So it really is an awesome thing.
Casa Teatro.
That's correct. Thank you. Khaki, who else have I missed on that list?
Let's see. You mentioned Seussical Kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Marianne Bell's Hot Foot Honeys.
Oh, right.
That's the first time to have them
right.
with us.
Well,
I'm
the second time. They were not with us last year, but Side Street Steppers, too.
That's right.
I mean, so there's, you've got to go to our website, voicesofthesouth.org. I've probably missed somebody.
I think you covered everything.
Okay, good.
Oh, except for Delta Arts Crittenden Youth Theater Repertory mm-hmm. Trip.
Yes, and they're doing something based on Mark Twain. So come on out, and that would be awesome to come see them.
So everything kicks off Friday night. Grounds open at 6, and then you have music by me and Leah on the Arts Memphis stage, and then go inside to see the Voices of the South production of The Ugly Duckling, bringing that back. Then everything Saturday starts at 10 a.m. and goes through about 5,
yeah,
right?
That's exactly right.
Goes to about 5. So the entire list of when things are going to be on what stage is at voicesofthesouth.org. But bring the kids out. How many food trucks are you going to have?
Well, we have one major food truck, and then we have Mim Pops coming. So,
But
the food truck has a diverse array of things for everybody's particular taste.
Okay.
We're also very excited that several of the interns have worked really hard this past month. They only have a couple of weeks to put everything together. But they've also gotten Mim Pops is going to be taking a day and making donations to Voices of the South, as so is Panera Bread. Mm-hmm. So there'll be information about that at the festival as well, that on a certain day when you go and buy your lunch at Panera Bread, a percentage of that will go back to Voices of the South.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and congratulations on your hard work and getting the interns involved this year. You can sit back and watch The Ugly Duckling.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
It's all at voicesofthesouth.org. The 13th Annual Memphis Children's Theater Festival on the Rhodes College campus this weekend. Thanks to Jenny Odell-Madden and Alice Berry from Voices of the South for telling us all about it. Go to the website, voicesofthesouth.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.